Good morning. A low-pressure center in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is transitioning its energy toward a new storm center off of the eastern seaboard. This is keeping rain from overnight going early this morning across most of interior New York and New England. Temperatures have dropped back into the middle 30s in many locations, and there are a few spots, particularly in the deeper mountain valleys, that are down closer to freezing. So there could be a few slick spots with some icy patches early this morning, particularly across the higher terrain and on some of the ramps and bridges. So exercise caution this morning. But overwhelmingly, the precipitation type is mainly just plain rain, so it's wet. We also have areas of dense fog outside, particularly where we had a deep snowpack last week. Some mild air riding over that snowpack, producing locally dense fog, which will be with us right on through the morning and into the afternoon. So a gray day today. Precipitation will become more spotty through the afternoon in the form of rain showers as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 40s. Overnight tonight, as that system moves out, still some energy passing by, so rain showers will transition to snow showers as temperatures drop back down toward 30. Still plenty of clouds around tomorrow, but only light and spotty precipitation, few rain and snow showers across the higher terrain as readings approach 40 once again. Cooler air flowing in as we dry things out Thursday night and into the day on Friday, more of a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and highs this time will stay in the 30s. High pressure will build in on Friday and continue to dominate into the weekend. On Saturday, that high will produce even more sunshine, but high temperatures will stay in the mid-30s. At this point, we'll track a weak disturbance through the Tennessee Valley as it pivots to the north and east and into our region. Clouds will flow in on Saturday night, and there is the chance of a little light snow with this system on Sunday. Highs on Sunday afternoon will be in the middle 30s. Another and perhaps more potent system will arrive on Monday and last into Tuesday, and this could bring rain and snow to the region for early next week, with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system moving across the Great Lakes will combine with that developing coastal storm to bring snow showers to the Great Lakes in northern New England today. Freezing rain advisories are also out for northern New Hampshire, and winter storm warnings for lake effect snow over the UP of Michigan. Meanwhile, that series of Pacific storms will continue and bring moderate to heavy rain along the California coast, along with snow to the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada once again today. In the middle of the country, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of Kansas and Missouri, including Kansas City. A fast-moving storm could bring as much as 3 to 4 inches of snow, along with minor icing for tonight and tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu Air Force Base in Japan at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Memembetsu Airport in Japan at 4:48 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 25 degrees with a south wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 36 degrees, the visibility a half mile, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer is at 29.83 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, Boston showers, drizzle, and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the middle 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low, 32. The average temperature, 37, that's 9 degrees above normal. Another 21 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday for the month, now 3.91 inches. That's 2.28 inches above normal. And 38.24 inches for the year, which is now 19 hundredths of an inch above normal. No snowfall yesterday. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 534, and 1,809 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1942. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy today with rain showers and areas of fog, though snow showers and some sleet possible in the mountains with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog today and highs in the middle 40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with rain showers, also areas of fog and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog today with highs in the mid-40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy today with rain showers and areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a few passing snow showers in the mountains and highs near 40, becoming breezy during the day. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday back into the middle and upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Saturday. In the mid-30s on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a round of light snow showers, and a chance of rain or snow Monday and Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.